Okay, so I've mentioned this several times, but now, since it's the parsha, I'm going to actually do it inside. Arguably, one of the most important psukim in the Torah comes in this week's parsha, when, after a parsha and a half of us having no idea what it is that Hashem likes about Avram, and we still honestly don't know that this is why he chose Avram, but Hashem actually explains himself and says, this is why I like Avram. This is why Avram is my favorite. This is why he is going to be the father of my nation. So in the in Sheni, Hashem begins his discussion of his decision to destroy Sodom. And he says, "V'adonai amar mechasani me'Avraham asher niose." Right? Am I going to hide this from Avram? I can't. I can't because he's going to be a great nation. I mean, nations are going to be blessed through him. Now, the Mepharshim try to figure out why that means he can't hide things from him. It's possible the reason he can't hide things from him is because Israel is supposed to be his, and this is specifically where his nations are supposed to grow, and therefore Avram is sort of the balabayit here, so Avram, so Hashem at least wants to inform him of what's going on, which you'll find in certain Mepharshim. But the simplest reason is that Avram is his chosen one, and there's something he needs to learn from this incident. And Hashem says, what is it about Avram? So he says, "Ki yedativ leman asher yitzaved banav ved beitoh acharav v'shamru derech Adonai lasot tzedaka u'mishpat leman avi Adonai Avraham et asher diber alav." Because I know that he will command his children, his household after him, and they will keep the way of God to do tzedaka u'mishpat, righteousness and justice, so that God can bring on Avram everything that he said he would, right? In one pasuk, he tells you, I'm choosing Avram. This is who he is. This is why I picked him, because he will teach his children to follow my way, which is tzedakah u'mishpat. Right? And in one pasuk, right, and this is like, Relief Tag like makes you memorize this at some point. You just know that, you know, half of Relief Tag Shirim will end or start with Breshet Yudchet Yutet. You just know that's coming. but this pasuk is very important, right? And I want to make two points about this pasuk. Okay, two very different points, because there are really two things hidden in this pasuk. Let me start with the one that's I'll start with either. It doesn't matter. Let's start with tzedakah u'mishpat. Right, Hashem wraps up Avram's mission in that. Right, that the derech Hashem is to do tzedakah u'mishpat. It's striking, first of all, that Hashem does not, despite the fact that we find Avram engaged in this, does not consider the Derech Hashem that makes Avram unique, the spreading of monotheism. Right? It's not there. Right? It is part of who Avram is. It is clearly part of why Avram is important. It comes up right at the beginning in Lech Lecha. Right? That's the first thing we hear off the bat, that he's Korei B'Shem Hashem. But specifically the notion of monotheism, philosophy, theology, right? The Rambam reads it into the Pasuk, right? The Rambam sees that as the quintessential contribution of Avram. And it seems to be important, but... What?
Rambam reads it into which Pasuk?
Meaning he reads it into Avram's legacy, shall we say, as the central one, right? As Avram being this philosopher. But when you look at the Pasuk does not highlight that. The Derech Hashem that the Pasuk highlights is morality, right? Is ethics, is justice, and righteousness. And that is the background to the next pasuk, right? It seems like part of this lesson is that Avram needs to know not just that he should do tzedakah u'mishpat, but why is this the introduction to Sodom?
Well, they did not.
Yeah, but not just they did not. There's more than that. We have to be very careful. What is it? Sure, they didn't. So Avram is the foil of Sodom, big chiddush. Right, but there's something more there, which is, yeah, that there are consequences to not keeping tzedakah u'mishpat. Right, that's the key here. That he's not just teaching him the importance of tzedakah u'mishpat. He's saying I can't hide it from Avram because I need something that I want to teach him, namely that there are consequences to not living a life in accordance of tzedakah u'mishpat, and there are consequences to that even if you are Jewish. Right? This is not like non-Jews get punished for not giving tzedakah u'mishpat and we're impervious. We're not. Now, how do I know that? Well, he's not Jewish, but the clearest place in Tanakh, because you all know Tanakh so well, is Yeshayahu Perek Aleph. Right? Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, right? You do know, because it's the Haftorah of Parsha Dvarim, also known as the Haftorah of Chazon, on Shabbat Chazon, before Tisha B'Av. Right? We read Yeshayahu... Come on, people, honestly. We read Yeshayahu's Nevuah. And what does Yeshayahu do? Yeshayahu is describing the destruction of Yisrael, of Yehuda, rather. And what does he say? So this is what he says, right? I'll skim through it quickly for you. He says, Chazon Yishayahu ben Amoz asher chazal Yehuda v'Yerushalmi me'uziyahu yotam achaz chizkiyahu malchei Yehuda. This is the vision of Yishayahu. Okay, Shimu Shamayim Vazini Eretz Ki Adonai Diber Banim Gidalti V'Romamti V'Heim Pashubi. Right, heaven and earth, listen to me. Why does he say that? Because he's quoting Hazinu. Because in Hazinu we call on heaven and earth to punish us if we go astray, and now Yeshayahu is calling them to testify against us. Right, it's a very harsh pasuk, and God says, "Look, heaven and earth, look. I had children; they rebelled against me. Meaning, there are now consequences." And then if you skip down to Pasuk Tet, Hashem says, or Yeshayahu says about Hashem, Lulei Adonai Tzvoto Tirlanu Sarid Kim'at Kistom Ayinu Lamora Daminu. Right, really, we don't deserve anything. If God hadn't left a remnant of us, we would have been like stone. Right, we were on the verge of utter destruction, and the last moment Hashem keeps a few of us alive. And then in a beautifully poetic Pasuk, he switches. Because in Pasuk Tet, what is the function of comparing the Jews to stone?
We should have been like that.
No. What, this, which part of stone is he focusing on? The fact that they were destroyed. Right? If God hadn't held back utter annihilation from us, we would have been like stone and we would have been annihilated just like they were. But then in Pasuk Yud, he flips it and he says, and don't think that this comparison is accidental. Like, you're two people who happen to be punished. Why would you? Were you almost stone? Why did it almost destroy you completely? Because... you were stone. Pasuk Yud. Shimu Dvar Adonai Kitzinei Sdom Azinu Torat Eloheinu Am Omora. He turns to them and he says, it's not accidental that I almost made you like stone, because you are stone. You are Kitzinei Sdom. Right? You are Am Omora. And then he says, and don't think you can fix it with Bin Adam Lamakom, because it won't help you. What's the next pasuk? Come on, remember the Haftarah here. Lama li rov zivchechem yomar Adonai savati alot elim v'chelev mirim v'dampar mikvasim v'atun l'mechafatzti. Why you? I don't want your karbano. Why are you giving them to me? I'm sick of it. Right? Ki tavo lirot v'nai mivikesh zot v'yetchem remos chatzerai. You come to the Beit HaMikdash. Who wants you to trample my house? Lo tasifu avim in chatshav k'toret oivai li chodesh v'shabbat kro mikra luchal avin v'atzara. Right, I don't want any of this anymore. It's disgusting. I hate your karbanot on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbat. It's just, it's a tircha to me, right? It's too much to deal with. Instead, what do I want? If you skip down to Dead Zion, he says, Rachatsu, Izaku, Isiroma Lechem, Inegereinachid, Luarea. Instead, get rid of the evil, right? Wipe the evil away. Limdu Heitev, Dirshum Mishpat, Ashru Chamotz, Shiftu Yatom, Rivu Amanan. Then he says, and what does it mean to wipe away the stone in you? Right? He doesn't say it's about Ben Adam Lawakam. What does he say? Limdu Etev, right? Learn to do good. Dirshu Mishpat, seek justice. Ashru Chamotz, Shiftu Yatom, Rivu Almanan, right? Vindicate the victim, render justice to the orphan, and take up the grievance of the widow. And then, if you skip down, he tells you, okay, so get rid of this. And then in Pasuk Chavav, he tells you, if you do this, then what will happen? If you manage to be righteous and moral, what will happen? Vashiva shoftayich kivarishona, v'yoatzayich kivatchila. So I'll bring back your judges, achrech and yikare loch ir hatzedek, kirya ne'emana. Then you will be the city of righteousness. And then, a pasuk you should all know, which plays on Breshet Yudchet Yutet, which is what the last pasuk of Haftar of Chazon? Tzion bimishpat tipadeh v'shaveh bitztaka.
First day's not here.
Right? It's a famous pasuk. Right? Zion will be redeemed with justice and return through righteousness. Where is that from? Right? If you haven't noted, Breishit Perek Yud Chet. Well, what is Hashem saying in Yeshayahu? Saying, look, I chose Avram because I knew he would teach his children to do tzedakah u'mishpat, to be ethical, to be moral. And I needed him to understand that there were consequences if you didn't. And therefore, I brought him into conversation about stone. Yeshayahu, fast forward, says, you didn't get it, did you? You were almost dumb yourselves. God had mercy on you. But you should have been destroyed like stone, and not accidentally, because you were like stone. Because you didn't act with justice. You didn't act with righteousness. You weren't moral. You didn't take care of the almana and the atom and the people who needed help and the people on the outskirts of society. And therefore, I almost made you like stone, and you deserve to be stone. You are stone. Kitsine stone. You are the leaders of stone. And your only hope to get out of it is Tzion b'mishpati b'devish shaveh b'tzdaka. If you go back to learning the lessons of Avram that distinguished him from stone. And therefore, right, when the reason that this pasuk is so important, it's not like I'm guessing, right? There's not like me superimposing and saying, you know, some people are very like, oh, this is very like 21st century, right? Like, oh, morals, that's like, no, it's because if you look at, you look throughout Tanakh, Yeshayahu is just the best example. Yeshayahu is 100% clear that this pasuk and the contrast to stone is the whole point. Right? And if you miss that, God says, all your ben adam l'makom is irrelevant. I don't want your karbanot. Right? Don't think you can paper this over by bribing me. God isn't bribed. And therefore, this pasuk is critical to understand what it is about Avram's self-definition that Hashem finds so important, how it defines the destiny of the Jewish people forever, and how the foil of stone consistently hangs in the background to remind us of what could happen if we forget our own destiny and the consequences that happen if we do. Right? So that's, I won't get to the second point, we'll have to the second point tomorrow, but the first point is to realize the reason that, yes, it's sort of a trope, Tzedek u'Mishpat, is because, of course it's a trope of Tzedek u'Mishpat, God said that that was why he picked Avram, and therefore it consistently comes out throughout Tanakh, emphasizing its importance and its continuing importance in the definition of the Jewish people's mission. Okay.